Decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is my favorite of the infancy narratives that we just heard from Luke's gospel. Of course, it starts off with just focusing on Mary and Joseph having to leave their home and travel to Joseph's ancestral land and the town of Bethlehem. And then, of course, the two of them alone in a stable, rejoicing in the birth of their son. But then the scene shifts. It shifts to a field where a group of shepherds are watching over their flock when the angel of the Lord appeared to them. The angel came to deliver a message of great joy. The angel was excited. Why was this angel so excited? Well, it's important to recall some of the things we believe about angels. Now, we typically depict them in either statues, such as we have above our nativity scene, or in paintings as beings with wings and flowing garments. But the important thing to remember about what we believe about angels is they reside in heaven. They are in God's presence. They are in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They experience great joy in being in God's presence. So the angel is excited because now the human family gets to experience the Son of God being present among us. You know, those shepherds were born in a time before Christ had been born. Before Jesus had walked on this earth, before the Prince of Peace had given up his life on the cross, and before the Savior of the world had been raised from the dead. Now the angel is excited to announce that things are changing for the human family, and Emmanuel, God is with us, is born. Then follows a multitude of the heavenly hosts joining that angel to praise God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. This angelic hymn is the start of a familiar hymn that we sing at each Sunday Mass, and Solemnity. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. The angels begin their hymn offering glory to God in heaven, but they also acknowledge the gift of peace to people on earth. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father. The hymn continues by acknowledging that God is the only one to whom praise and adoration belong. But it also mentions the first person of the Trinity, the Almighty Father. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father. The hymn then moves to the second person of the Trinity, Jesus the Christ, for whose birth this song is offered. It mentions that he is both Son of the Father, but also he is the Lamb who will be sacrificed for the people of goodwill. You take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. We now acknowledge the main purpose for Christ's coming, to remove the punishment of sin and death, and thus we plead for his mercy. But we also acknowledge him as the just judge, who now reigns in heaven as King of the universe. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. The hymn concludes by naming the Trinity, but most importantly by naming the Son, Jesus, thus showing that the divine nature and our human nature are now combined to raise our fallen nature. My dear friends, we are not like the shepherds because we live in a world that is on the other side of Christ's incarnation. We, of course, live in a world that now has experienced the graces flowing from Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We live in a world that experiences the gift of eternal life offered to each and every one of us. We live in a world where Christ's presence is truly present, especially when we come together to celebrate the sacrament of the Mass. But we live in a world where the gates of heaven are now thrown open and the gift of eternal life is offered to us. My dear friends, we celebrate Jesus' birth. Through it, he brought hope. He sowed the seeds of peace, and he ushered in a new age of salvation. Let us recapture the excitement of the angel each and every time we sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will." Merry Christmas, everyone.